Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Pastor Erica here, PE. Rise and shine for another podcast, Life, Memos That Give Life. Good morning. Do me a favor and subscribe. Tell somebody about it. It's going to be great. Finally, the podcast that gives you life. Hello there, it's your girl here, Pastor Erica, better known as PE to many. Welcome back to another episode here. We're dealing with a woman in ministry. I'm called to women in ministry. I just know I am because I know what it is to deal with the nuances, the vicissitudes of that lane. And so today, I just want us to get rid of the blame game. Sis, we gotta get rid of the blame game. We'll spend so much time focusing on who set us back, who didn't set us up, or who didn't give us an opportunity, or who was supposed to do what, that we'll be stuck in that conundrum for a cycle of 10 years or more and wake up and realize we missed the whole assignment. Don't miss your moment focusing on who or who's who. The blame game. The blame game is this thing that the enemy brings where he gets you to set your sights on who shoulda, woulda, coulda. The blame game will put you in a pit longer than you're meant to be in one. The blame game will bury your anointing. I wonder whom you've set your sights on blaming. I just want to encourage you with this, that preparation. When people meet your preparation and they're the right people, right people meeting your preparation is power moves. It's power. But sometimes you lack the preparation required to even be elevated. That preparation is not just having about 10 sermons ready, or that preparation is not just having your full calendar of different events you're going to do ready. That preparation also includes character development, skill training. I know all about it. See, I would travel and I would get on planes, preach and teach, and I would know. And let me tell you this, it'll be a powerful word that I will be preaching extemporaneously. But I know that if I sat in the text a little longer and I took a little more time and study, that I can exegete the text or articulate the text with greater clarity. But because I wasn't taking enough time in preparing myself, then even if opportunity came, I wasn't ready. And anyone who knows the lane or know the journey that you must take to get to the next level, know when you're prepared and when you're not. Maybe the door hadn't opened because you're just not ready. You remember in the last episode, I talked about the five foolish virgins and the five wise virgins. Well, I want you to know that it's not just with temptations in life that you can be foolish. Sometimes you're wasting time blaming other people when you can be using that time to equip yourself, develop yourself, and prepare yourself. Yes, you anointed. Yes, God anointed you. He called you, but everyone called must still get equipped. Just because you enlisted in the army don't mean you're ready to join the Navy. Everyone who's called must get equipped. Everybody has to go through basic training. Yes, you've been dripping with oil since you were two, but God still has some greater works he wants to pull out of you. I believe that's what he's doing with me in this season as well. From faith to faith to glory to glory. There are times when you're behind the mountain, you're behind the scenes because he's still developing you. Development, you may be the best orator and terrible and tacky in your attitude. You can be the best and the most articulate with things. I mean, persuasive with your words, but yet you lack integrity in some area. In my case, I've been the person who was so busy I had the heroic complex, so busy trying to rescue everyone else that I wasn't equipping myself for what I needed to do next for the very reason I was born. And we have those people like that too. You know, some of you sit, sis, I believe you're just like me. You won't take off your cape long enough to rest so God can give you what you need. Rest and restoration go together. You can't get restoration without a period of rest. In fact, when farmers are prepping their ground, they don't go plant back in the same ground. They give that ground a rest after that harvest season so that the soil can get rich again, get prepared again. Can you dare to take a pause for the worthy cause of God equipping you? And when you do that, you may also be able to appreciate the people you're pointing fingers at. Some of you will have to go back and tell some people, thank you. Thank you for not calling me too soon. Thank you for not opening that door too early. Yes, thank them instead of blaming them. If you want to see elevation and go to the next level, if you're ready to emerge, then you must mature to the place of understanding that there's purpose in rejection, there's purpose in closed doors, there's purpose in it all. And it's really all about your preparation. Are you truly ready for the next level? Yes, you've hopped a few planes. Yes, you were keynote for a few conferences. And maybe you're just at the beginning. But are you really ready? Can you truly articulate the message God has given you? In fact, do you know your mantra or your message of this season? What is the flagship message? What is your purpose? What message are you driving home every time you hit a stage? What's your life about? I had to come and arrive to that understanding. Everything about PE is about life. I want to demonstrate as well as articulate what it looks like what it looks like to live a godly life in the most pragmatic way. Life. He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly in its full. What does a God-lived life look like? What does the proverbial woman look like? That's Pastor Erica. It took me a while to hone in on the fact that I was called to women that are called. I was called to demonstrate life in every way, in every aspect. That's probably why I got to take pictures of every little living, beautiful thing that I see. Anywho, what's your mantra? What are you called to? Are you developing your skills? Are you honing it? I'm right now in another word study because I want to say it well. I want to say it well so people can receive it well and they can live it well. I'm just here to inspire. Anyway, I'm so glad you took the time to listen. Do me a favor and subscribe. Invite somebody. And tune in for the next one. I have more. I'm going deeper. I just have the habit of doing introductions before I go deeper. But I'm going deeper and delving into some topics that are taboo and some topics that are just there to encourage you. And but anyway, thank you for pressing play. I'll see you again or somewhere.